The opinions expressed on this program are not those of Greater Media or its management, staff, advertisers, or ownership.
Welcome to Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall, life coach, author, and journalist. Join us for Jennifer's conversation series discussing issues, events, and advice to help you navigate life's challenges.
Welcome to Life Advice. This is your host, Jennifer Lewis Hall. Rise and shine, everybody. Hope you're starting off the day just great. I'm excited. You know, spring is here. It's been a long, cold winter, wouldn't you say? We had some record low temperatures in there and very, very cold. And in some ways, you don't feel like you want to get out, get moving. But now's the time. The days are longer. We can be a bit more energized and really enjoy, I think, the days as they grow a bit longer. So now that spring is here, the two words that come together, spring cleaning. What does that mean for you? I know what it means for me. It's kind of like I take pause first and say, wow, okay, got to look through some closets, go through the shoe bin, go through this closet and see, you know what? What haven't I worn? You know, some experts say the rule is if you haven't worn it in, you know, X number of years, well, it's time to get rid of it. Gift it, give it away, and make sure it has a great and proper home. But I think we think this is mostly just with regard sometimes to, you know, our closets. As I mentioned, you know, that rack where you keep the shoes, there's even some shoes and sandals behind that rack sometimes. Maybe it means, you know, you're cleaning out. In our kitchen, we've always had kind of like an everything drawer. The drawer has everything, staples, pencils, paper clips, you know, and that's, you know, spring cleaning. Well, that gets a good once over, once a year. But do you really think about your pantry and what's in there and the expiration dates? How long can you keep things? Are you recycling those things? Meaning, are you putting the things that are the newest, you know, to the back and the oldest to the front? I mean, you know, we're busy. Who has a lot of time to do this? But we could save some cash. We could also make sure that we are implementing tools to have great, healthy choices and not just at that last moment saying, oh, what do I have in my cabinet? What can I go to? And you may have to throw it out if the expiration date, you know, is not intact. So needed some help with this one. And so we decided we would go, as promised, to Chef Janet Davis. Now, she's been able to join us on the show, but it's great having her spring into action with us. We haven't spoken with her in quite a while. Talked to her last week. This is part two of our series on springing into action. So last week, we were talking about fruits and vegetables and what to pick and how do you know it's ripe. But this week, get ready. Get those gloves ready. Even put on the goggles if you have them, because we're getting down to brass tacks. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jennifer. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you on because you're kind of like, to me, you are sort of like the doctor of catering and food. You've got the beautiful, you know, executive chef jacket. And when you come to an event, you come prepared, but you do it also not only in a fun and really vibrant way, but in a clinical sense too, very organized. You really are sort of forensic, you know, what foods can give me the most, you know, power for the punch and what do I need to do to flavor things up? So what's your approach to really food and organizing your kitchen?
Well, I generally start out by starting with things that I actually like, because if I like it, I'm going to use it. And if I'm going to use it, I'm going to get all the benefits out of it, whatever I spend. Even things that are expensive or a little pricier, I may splurge on because I like it and nothing is going to go to waste. So I start with that first and then work my way on to other things.
So what are the staples in your pantry? Because I can only imagine the size of that pantry. Now, you may tell me, well, you have everything that you're ordering and cooking, you know, with for the business, but then you eat dinner too.
Absolutely. So there's certain what I call pantry picks that are must-haves for me. Obviously, your spices, your oils, vinegars, rice, beans, dried beans, pastas and things of that nature, but not just the savory things. Think about the sweet things as well. Honey. Honey stays a long time, right? Sugars, but the right sugars. Mustards, because I'm always making sauces and marinades and things like that. And because all these things are dried or oils or vinegars, they have a pretty decent shelf life. So I get the best bang for my buck buying those.
Wow, that's really interesting. You know, I really never thought about that. When you're talking about your vinegars and making your own sauces and really having those olive oils and vinegar and honey and mustard, it sounds to me like you just made a vinaigrette on the air.
There you go. Absolutely. You want those staples, those base, and then everything on top of that is just herbs to give it that different flavor, whether it's, you know, the thyme, the basil, the lavender, or the garlic, et cetera, et cetera. I want those oils, you know, those avocado oil, those veggie oils, olive oils, et cetera, and then everything is an addition to that, and that brings that extra flavor.
How do you cook with lavender? And this is a whole separate show. So in the summer, Janet, I want you to come back and talk about cooking and incorporating, I guess it would be herbs and really floral items into our menu, because I know that I've actually eaten a few flowers on the air. No one go home and try that. Do not try that at home and not know what you're doing. But this was an expert who was teaching us about, for the flower show, actually how to infuse beverages with floral items, honey, and different and lavender, and what you're talking about. I mean, the fragrance, it would just blow you away, as you're aware. So not only in cooking, but in beverages. What are some of the things that you're using that people would say, oh my goodness, this is an extract, of course, of a flower?
Absolutely. So I love lavender, and the way to cook with lavender, obviously, if you have it anywhere about, it's just going to smell up the house beautifully, which you want that. But it's not just the cooking. So there's the garnish, too. Remember, we eat with our eyes.
That's true.
In this over-indulgent world of food television, we're eating before we actually begin eating. You know, it has to look wonderful. It has to be plated perfectly. So all these vibrant colors, and then just the smell, the scent, wafting through the air, we're already taken in. So there's that aspect in terms of the garnish. But with cooking, I love lavender. The same way I would make a lemonade and put mint in it, fresh.
Right.
So refreshing. I do it with lavender as well. It's a little different. It's very fruity. It's very flavorful. It's very fragrant as well.
Oh, my goodness. This sounds so delicious. And I've had some of your beverages and punches, and they're just exquisite. I mean, you know, and it's not as if, you know, when you tell us, well, what is in it, you never really tell us some long list of 20 things. That's what's crazy. You'll tell us, well, I have a little natural sugar. I added some fruits, some citrus, and bam, you've got something, and it tastes just amazing.
Exactly. And that's what cooking is, or cooking at its best. It's a balanced blend. So I don't necessarily need 20, 30 ingredients. Sometimes a recipe might call for that, but I only put in what I need in the right portion, in the right blend. And so I make this really great mint lemonade and lavender lemonade that is just, as you said, floral. It's good to look in. You know, when you walk in as a guest to an event and then just seeing, you know, as you would, the lemon and the limes floating in a juice bowl. To have the lavender and the lime. It's just gorgeous. And it smells great and it tastes terrific.
Wow. And you know what? And I haven't tasted that particular punch, but I plan on it. Folks, we're talking with Executive Chef Janet Davis. And she's done so much work in terms of television as well as radio, but also as an executive chef. And we're talking about spring cleaning, rejuvenation, renewal, and resources. Actually, cleaning, in a sense, to me means renewal, and spring, of course, to move forward. So that forward movement and being able to see what is in that cabinet, see what's in that closet. And when you get organized, I bet it actually helps with the speed of your cooking process. It helps with knowing what you have. How many times have you gone through any closet anywhere, needless to say, the pantry, and thought about, I didn't even know I had that. I know that's me. Or, you know, it's behind something else. So I'm not seeing it, and I'm purchasing it three or four times. So just to know what you have, and maybe, you know, Jenna, tell us about some of the ways that, you know, we can go about the first steps of getting our pantry ready, and then how might we organize it?
Okay, so first, again, you take stock, right? You open up that cupboard and you see what you have in there. Then you check the date. You know, there's best by date, used by date, et cetera. So you see if there's anything that needs to be tossed. You take a look at the things that you actually have and what you use, what you like, and so you're going to replenish those. Certain things that you bought still unopened, or you use some but not that much, and so it's not worthwhile getting that again. So it's really just taking stock, going through bit by bit, checking those dates, and making sure the things that you do want to keep, they're still within, you know, use by date, and make sure you're storing them properly. If the date is still fine, but it doesn't smell so good, is it away from the sunlight? Is it in a cool place? Is the pantry cool enough, depending where your pantry is located? Did you seal the jar back tightly, properly? Again, those little things that make the difference. So it's not just the dates, you know, checking things, checking where you're storing them. Yes, they might be in the cupboard, but is your cupboard above the stove? Is it above the dishwasher with the steam coming up? Things that you're probably not thinking about that's making a difference. So not just the date, like really, really paying attention.
Wow. That is really effective. Once you have, you know, decluttered, so to speak, or taken stock, then decluttered, and done some organizing, should you put things together that are canned foods, beans together, you know, so dry goods, and oils? How does it work for you, I guess, as a chef that might in a mini way work for someone like myself?
Absolutely. Just think in terms of how you work and how you function. You'll have your quick grab, things you know that you use every day. If you're making something, you're using a little bit of oil. You're using sea salt and pepper. You might have, you know, paprika or curry may be a staple depending, you know, on where you're from, culturally, et cetera. If those things are things you basically use on an everyday basis, then you want those in the front. But then you organize your pastas together, your canned beans, your sugars, et cetera. You may have a little separate section for your spices that are more baking spices, right? Separate from your savory. Et cetera. You don't want to mistake sea salt on a quick grab for, you know, like baking powder, something like that. But I'm just saying you just separate. So you know how you work, you know how you function, and the better organized you are, the more seamless your cooking process will be.
And what are your staples so that, you know, I can't even ever imagine that you would say, what am I going to cook tonight? But, you know, you're also hitting the stores, hitting the farmer's market, getting fresh produce. Are there ever some nights where you say, okay, what do I have? What can I throw together?
Absolutely. So for me, in terms of a pantry, my spices are the ground spices, sea salt, pepper, sometimes coarse sea salt, sometimes flavored sea salt. I was at the restaurant show, I believe it was last week or a couple weeks ago in New York City, and there was a sea salt vendor from the Hamptons, and I go there, you know, all summer long, and they had a bunch of flavored sea salt that are finishing salts, and so there are different flavors, there are different things. So I've added certain things to my bag, right? And beyond that, I have my oils. Again, I love avocado oil. I love coconut oil. They're really nutritious, really good for you, gluten-free, better than olive oil. And we know how good olive oil is.
Oh, yes.
And then on top of that, I have my vinegars, my rice. Again, you can flavor rice differently. You can take the same basic rice and add different herbs and spices and fresh shredded vegetables to make a different thing each time. So for me, staples are the rice, the beans, the mustard, the pastas, sugar, honey, oils, and spices.
Wow, that sounds so delicious. And so just looking at now the spring cleaning of the pantry, what does this allow you to do? So this isn't a hard sell to anyone because, listen, I feel like once you know what you've got, you could probably hold off on an extra can of this or that because you have two already. Can you save some money and time by going in there and doing this spring cleaning?
Absolutely. The way you save money, again, you're going to spend money because you're going to buy things you need. But buy things, again, taking stock, that initial taking stock tells me, okay, I bought six of these. Five of them are still here. I'm not going to do that again. They've expired, so we're not going to go that route. I'll try something different. And buying things in season And then small portions when it comes to the spices is a good budgetary thing, too. There's a reason why, generally speaking, unless you're a big box, you have a huge family, or you're in the food business yourself, you should buy smaller quantities of ground spices because they expire faster. So, yes, you may have a good sale on a larger tub or a good tip. Absolutely. You don't necessarily want to buy that because if it's going to take you 3 years to use, that doesn't do you any good in the long run. So there's a reason why when you go into the markets, the grocers, you'll see small containers of spices so that you can use them within that, under that 1 year time frame if possible. They generally last, 2 years, but sometimes you really do forget about certain things or you don't use them as often. So buy smaller if you're just a regular family and, you cook on just a normal basis. You don't want anything to go to waste.
Now, how do you use the freezer? Because, I think when, growing up, I know that my mom, would use the freezer for meat. She would use, the freezer for some vegetables. But there's, I guess, a way to freeze certain things because certain things freeze well and others don't, I guess, if they're not prepared or blanched. Or again, I'm just a novice in this area. But do you use your freezer or pretty much now, is it all fresh for you?
I use freezer for certain things. If I can, I try to just use fresh, and if I have an abundance that was just a really good deal and I have extra, remember you can always use your crisper. If you seal it airtight in like a Ziploc or a freezer bag,
right,
put it in your crisper, you're going to get a lot more shelf life out of those lemons and limes and things like that. Or a fresh bag of herbs that if you just threw it in the fridge, it starts wilting and getting darker and getting soggy within 3, 4, 5 days. If you took off what you needed, or if it's a really big bunch, just separate into 2 or 3 packs and place those in airtight Ziploc bags, you're going to have those for 2 weeks.
Wow, and that's true.
You don't necessarily have to freeze everything.
Yeah.
You can put it in the bottom in the crisper in that drawer and set it.
And it actually does cheese and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it keeps.
Really stays nice and dry, I guess, but yet cold. And I remember this rule is that if you are freezing, make sure you're labeling things with a date and checking them for, freezer burn, so that if it's not good, you're not going to want to take that out and have it for yourself or feed your family or anyone else. So, just to recap here, this is such a great tip you just gave us because, you were talking about what you can keep fresh. It's better keeping its nutrients and so forth and its flavor. Do that. But also, folks, Janet Davis telling us, executive chef, about, really putting things in your cupboard or your pantry by category. So proteins and dairy and vegetables and taking the time to get organized this spring with this spring cleaning so that you can not only better utilize your resources, which are your dollars, your pennies, your dollars and cents, but also you don't have to see, you can see, the kids didn't need that. We thought we would try this. And then I just get so disappointed too when I have to throw stuff out and we really didn't use it. Maybe I bought it on an impulse buy because it was on sale or it had a coupon. But in essence, if you didn't use it, now you lose it. So what is effective in your cupboard? And actually, then what about when you need to restore what's in this? Because remember, I said renewal and restoration. So not only taking out, but potentially putting back in. Do you make a grocery list? Do you just, after you take stock, do you make a list of the things that you really then could use and add that? How do you operate?
Absolutely. I'm a planner. I am anal, I can tell you that right off the bat. I don't mind saying it, and so I plan for everything. So I definitely go through, take that stock, go through, write my list, and then, be open to when I walk into the market. Not too open, because they have these little tricks and things that will get you off from this little tangent, and you're over here buying things that you really don't need. But you definitely want to go armed with your list and know what you want and know how much you're ready to spend, and then just replenish for the most part things that you know you need, things that you'll use, and things that will give you the best bang for your buck. It's going to be versatile. You can use it in a number of dishes. You can do sweet, savory in between, and that's the best way to approach it.
Wow, that's such a great tip, too. How do you do your menu planning? So if you're planning on making a dish, Janet. So you've looked, you've taken stock of your cupboard. Your cupboard's nice and organized. You've got beans with beans and rice and savory and sweet, your sugars. This has got to be easy now to do, or easier, I should say, to now make that recipe.
So, I try to do my menu planning generally based on what I have.
I think so that's smart too.
Because instead of just saying, you know what, I'm feeling for this, but if I have to go buy 10 items just to make that, when I have 8 of something else and only need 2 items,
right.
I may make that this week and save the other thing next week, because at the same time it might be on sale next week as well. So I take a few things into consideration.
And I think that's great.
That's the best way to do it. If you have all the staples, you can whip together anything at any time. And that's the whole point of preparing the pantry. So you have those staples. Sometimes you have unexpected guests. Someone shows up. You can at least put a little lemon juice together. You could at least put something to drink together. You could at least put out a cheese board. You have your olives, some fresh fruits, some dried fruits, nuts, etc. You're never left blowing in the wind.
Oh, so you make always, it sound so
absolutely.
Easy.
Absolutely, you have a little something that you know you can put together. We have this saying in Jamaica: every mickle makes a muckle. So you get a little from here, you get a little from here, and you can't tell that you weren't prepared, that you didn't know they were coming.
Oh, wow, I love that, and it's every. So give that to us again.
I'm sorry.
Every
mickle mech, which is make, a muckle. So everything counts. A little from here,
oh,
a
yes.
little from there, and voila.
Oh, my God, you're amazing.
They can't tell you otherwise.
Oh,
right?
This is so great. I'm so enjoying this. And my mouth is watering because between the lavender lemonade and mint lemonade, and then we're sprinkling something on a cheese board with some olives and some nuts and some dried fruit. Oh, I'm out of my mind this morning. So what are some of the things that you're going to be tapping into as you are preparing meals for guests of all sorts, backyard parties, grill, an executive lunch, a picnic lunch? What are you tapping into for spring and for summer? What's going to be some of your favorite foods?
Oh, well, I love a great spring mix. Cheeses, again, that's something you can also have in the fridge. I know we've been talking about the pantry and spring cleaning, but also in terms of staples, you can always have cheese in the fridge because you can put a nice salad together, and not just a green salad, a savory salad. You can also do sort of a dessert salad as well. So my vinegars, my balsamic, if I have fruits hanging around, whether peaches or apples or apricots, I can always make a nice fruity vinaigrette to dress that salad, or citrus to dress that salad. So those are just some of the things. And then we're going into, you know, seafood season. I'm preparing for crab. I always have some shrimp, even frozen. We mentioned frozen before. Nothing wrong with having a bag or two of frozen shrimp in the fridge. They could make a nice appetizer, nice starter plate, that cheese board, fresh fruits, even with a cheese board. You can put the olives on there. You have some nuts, salami that's already packaged, lasts a long time. You can get that on the cheese board as well for small bites, small plates, and have something handy that in case, you know, you just need to whip something out, you have that.
I just think this is amazing. And what you're teaching us too today and reinforcing is thinking out of the box, that when you said that you could make a salad that was not only a salad of spring mix, which would be perhaps more in line of, oh, yes, I'm familiar with that, but you said even a dessert salad. So even thinking about adding some fruits and nuts with peaches, and I mean, it's amazing. And just to say to yourself, these are things that I can get even on sale or store brand, or
absolutely.
It doesn't. I think sometimes we think, oh, if it's fancy or it has to be expensive. You're saying, no, it can be ordinary foods that you're combining. And you said a little of this, the olive with, you know, cheese. It could be on sale. Put it on a nice board. Add some crackers.
Absolutely.
And you're saying you've got a beautiful snack for
absolutely.
Guests.
And I can tell you my best-selling appetizer in the Hamptons last year was a watermelon and goat cheese salad.
Oh.
Watermelon is plentiful once the summer runs around, right? And goat cheese, you can have it sitting in the fridge, last quite a bit if it's still sealed, etc. And then I just reduced some balsamic vinegar, and that just goes on top, and you just put a little, garnish that with a little fresh, you know, fresh herb, some mint or something like that.
Oh.
Best top-selling pre-starter.
Well, I'm getting ready to put all white on. Invite me to the party, Janet. That's all you have to do. We'll wear white. I like that. In the Hamptons. Well, listen, this is amazing. I have so enjoyed this two-part series with you on spring cleaning and talking about fresh fruits, vegetables, wellness, and how to pick items that, you know, we may overlook. Trying something new for our palate, trying something new that's healthy, but also getting organized in the kitchen can also mean helping our dollars and cents, bottom line there. But it also means utilizing what we have and taking a healthy approach, too. Do you have the beans? Do you have the nuts, some cheese to incorporate? Because sometimes I feel, too, that when we think about eating and healthy eating, if it's not on hand, we may have, you know, that feeling of I'm hungry now, and so I'm going for maybe what is the unhealthy choice. So to have that organization and to say, listen, I opened up my fridge door and I see a vegetable, a fruit there, something in the freezer, you said, if you need to go to that, have your go-to staples and make it great, make it healthy, make it joyous, and make it Janet. How about that?
That's right. I like that.
Janet Davis. How can people get in touch with you, Janet?
Well, you can find me online via my website at jadegrill.com. That's J-A-D-E grill.com, or email me at flavors@jadegrill.com. You can find me as Janet Davis on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.
Oh, wow. Wonderful, wonderful spending this time with you to talk about getting organized for the spring. Thank you so much to Janet, and thank you to all of you. Happy spring to everybody.
Happy spring.
You will find us right back here on Life Advice. Be there. I'll be there too. Take care, everyone.
Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall has been a production of Magic 98.3 Radio. Be sure to tune in next week for Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall, right here on Magic 98.3.